Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Rachel.
And Becca here.
Now, listen, before we get started with the podcast today, we just want to jump in and share a few things with our Bachelor Happy Hour audience. Now, listen, first off, we know that this is just a really incredibly scary time, and we know that there's so much uncertainty, and we just hope that everyone is doing okay, everyone's doing all right, that you're staying at home, you are practicing social distancing. It's what's cool, it's what's on trend, it's all about you taking care of yourself, but then also taking care of other people by doing this. And we just hope you're safe and you're healthy right now.
Yeah, Rach. And, you know, in this day and age, it's hard for us to social distance. We as human beings like to be out in the public, which is why we want to share our podcast with you today. Now, it's one that we actually recorded a couple weeks ago together. So we don't want anyone to think that we're still hanging out in groups and dismissing what's actually going on in the world right now. We are taking everything very, very seriously. But of course, we still wanted to share some normalcy and our conversation with you guys, which is why we still want to put out this podcast, even though it was recorded a while ago.
Yes, and we wish we could hang out with each other, but we're doing it virtually because Becca and I are also practicing social distancing. But we just wanted to make sure that we share this episode with you because, as Becca said, we want to give you some normalcy, and we want to do this with the hopes of giving you just a little bit of a distraction, even if it's for an hour, from all the things that are going on in the world. And our hope is you continue to enjoy the podcast every week and you just use it as a small break or even an escape, and then you get right back to doing your part and helping to make a difference.
Yes, Rachel, thank you for all of that. Now, Bachelor Happy Hour listeners, without further ado, here is our conversation that we had with Ashley, I, and Jared. Good morning, Bachelor Nation, or good afternoon, depending on where you are listening. Welcome back to another wonderful Happy Hour podcast with both me and Rachel. Now, we're so excited for today because we have some very special guests in the house that we will get around to announcing very soon, and we can't wait to catch up on all the latest gossip in the Bachelor world.
Yeah, Becca, why wait? Let's just tell them who we have in here. I love to play a guessing game, and then I feel like we just end up giving it away.
Yeah.
We're not good at that.
I'll give you a drum roll, though.
Okay, give them a drum
roll.
Hold
on, what would have been your clues?
Okay, well, now
they
spoken. Now he has spoken.
You should definitely play the guessing game.
Let's give him a hint.
I wish we had a voice.
These are two familiar voices. They do podcasts. They're married now. They're a bachelor success couple. You know who we're talking about. You love them. You know them. It's Ashley and Jared.
Yay.
Okay.
And they're holding hands. They're holding hands as we announce them. That is cute.
So the honeymoon phase is not over. Okay, let me just start right with that. Do you get tired of people saying, "Oh, are you still in the honeymoon phase?"
Oh my god, it's so frustrating.
And how do you answer?
The question that we've gotten the most over the past 7 months is people being like, "So how do you feel that you're married? Like, what changes? Like, exactly. What changed?" And we're like, nothing changed.
You're like, from my last name together. And that's it.
But yeah, that's the real answer, right? It shouldn't change. You know,
I don't think it should change. You don't,
it's not like something snaps and you're like,
"Oh, I'm more committed now."
Yeah, now I'm more in love. I feel like it's silly things like his last name or him wearing a ring. Do you not stare at the ring all the time?
Oh, I love. I'll never get over that. That's always so fun. Right? He's so much hotter with the ring
on. I'm creepy. Like, Brian is sleeping and I like kiss his ring.
This is the sign of your commitment to me.
I don't even know if he knows that I do that, but now everybody does.
Brian's like, and I married a stalker.
No, cool. But
yes, your second question.
The honeymoon phase, is it over?
I mean, like, yeah, I guess so.
We moved halfway across the country. It was over then. It was over before the marriage started, because it's just
I agree,
real life. You've
to
been
be
together.
Honest. Our honeymoon, we were very much in a honeymoon phase on our honeymoon, like that month and everything. But like, the real honeymoon phase is when we started dating. And like, when you get to the marriage point, like if you've been together for like over a year and a half, like psychologically that like, I need to be touching you all the time thing is like over, but not for me, because my love language is touch. Mm-hmm. And like, I beg for it all the time.
I feel like people shouldn't be asking us if the honeymoon phase is over. They should be asking all our friends and family, because I felt like I was in the honeymoon phase whenever I'd see people and they'd get excited to see us, because they're like, "Oh, you guys just got married. Oh my God, you're husband and wife now." And now it's just like, "Hey, what's up, Jared?" You know, it changes.
Yeah.
They're in the honeymoon phase for us, you. Which is very sweet.
Yeah.
But that has long since gone away.
Wait. When
oh my
was
God,
your
so
honeymoon? Because I feel
was,
like we
you
had
went
overlap.
1 week after us. So we went to Italy and then Greece, and you went to Greece and you got married.
We stayed in Greece, yeah.
Wait, you got married?
We got married
exactly
on the 20...
2 months, 2 weeks after us.
Oh, 2 weeks. I was like, we got married on
the 24th.
So I'm pretty sure the day that we left Greece was the day that you went to Greece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys go to the same towns?
Did you go to Santorini?
Santorini, yeah. Which is magical.
I want to go
for
so
you,
bad.
Yeah, suggested great. For your honeymoon. I mean,
Garrett, are
we
you
literally
listening?
Were like, should we just never come back? I was like, we would be bored out of our minds, and it's such a hard language to even try to.
Oh my God. When you see like Greek in like the actual written form, you're like, how? This is so much different
shakes.
Than like seeing. Yeah,
I don't even know where to begin.
It's like R, A, circle, square, hectagon.
It's like, how does my mouth make this syllable?
Yeah, it's like a foreign language.
It's so foreign. It's not like one of the romantic languages where we like have a certain grasp as to what they're saying. Yeah.
Well, because we all took Spanish.
Well, yeah, like French, Spanish.
Well, they're all very,
Latin
similar.
Based.
The romance languages.
I want to go back to the rings really quick, because diamonds are a girl's best friend. Mm-hmm. We obviously talked about yours, Jared, but how did you know the type of ring that Ashley wanted?
I've always had a good sense.
Yeah.
I felt like I talked to her sister about it. I talked to her friends about it.
Did you guys try them on before so you knew what you liked?
No. I just like my sister had, she knew exactly what I wanted. And I think Jared always knew that if the time were to come, that he'd be good.
Yeah. Okay. I knew that she wanted, you know, a particular type.
But you guys were the only ones. Well, did anyone else get engaged that year? That season?
On the show.
You were like your own special moment though.
Jordan got engaged.
Oh yeah.
No, Jordan Jenna got engaged.
Yeah. Jenna's pregnant.
She's a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for the past year she's had a boyfriend.
And then
somebody else got engaged on that season, guys.
No,
Chris and Crystal. Chris and Crystal.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Look,
holy
both
shit.
You and I go, no.
No.
They had a wedding.
Yeah.
But you guys had your own special moment before all the other engagements.
From the other engagements. Yes.
No,
did
it was
you
cool.
have any idea that that was going to happen? Because I'll be honest, like watching it, I was like, oh, this whole thing is set up. It's staged. But I really want to say no, because you wore heels in the sand. So that makes me think that you actually had no idea.
Well,
you would never do that.
I was 50-50 on what was going to happen. And I kept getting getting like pulled onto like one side of 50, the other side of 50. Like initially, Jade had like probably told me too much. She was like, I'm not going to tell you anything because if I tell you, it's going to give everything away. I was
like, oh, well, you just gave it away.
Yeah, you just gave it away.
Shaking his head. And Jared was a little bit disappointed in that.
Well, Tanner, so when I found, when I decided that I was going to go down and propose to Ashley, the first person I called was Tanner and Jade. Because obviously I wanted somebody who had experience in it. And I told them, don't say anything. And I was specifically talking to Jade because I knew Tanner was able to keep his mouth shut. And so finding this out afterwards, of course, is very ironic, but also quite adorable. But the night before we got engaged, Tanner and Jade and Evan and Carly were there too.
They threw me off completely.
And they were, and so we got dinner, and Tanner and Jade, they were great. They were like, listen, apparently I went to the bathroom and then she was talking to them and they were like, it's not happening. It's not like, don't get your hopes up. Yeah. It is
no
not
glimmer
happening.
In their eyes or anything.
No
and
glimmer.
Then I also knew that he was, of course, going to ask my dad for permission. And I was like, well, he didn't take a trip to Virginia, which I know would be obvious, but like, I can't even think of like, did he FaceTime him? Did he call him? And if he did, there's no way that my mom is going to be able to keep that in, or my sister. My sister a little bit better than my mom.
And they all did.
Then I FaceTimed my parents like the week before going down to Paradise. I was like, did Jared call you and ask for like permission? And they were like, you are so whacked out. Like they really convinced me that I was crazy. And then, yeah, that was it. I mean, I did get my nails done and I told the lady, I was like, this might be my engagement manicure. So like, make sure that this is the best you've ever done.
So were you guys living together prior to the engagement or did you move in after?
Well, so he was staying over most nights, but he was living with Nick.
I was living with
Nick at the time. And the living situation was
so
definitely...
So I said Ashley is a lot. No, I'm kidding. Come on. We all love Nick here. Come on now.
But definitely there was the living situation was a thing because I was like, I don't want to live together unless we are engaged. But I knew that that would be like within like the 6 month horizon, if, even if it wasn't like June. And then he was like, so should I get like a short term lease or something? And then he just proposed before it was even an issue. And then he moved in like officially in July.
Yeah, she told me that I couldn't move in unless we were engaged. And I was like, well, shit, I need a place, so I guess I'll propose.
Like you were planning it months ahead of time.
I was, and it was cool. It was a very surreal moment going down there. So what happened was, you know, you guys don't know, but I'm sure from the show, you walk down the stairs. So they did a very sly move, and then Geis came up to me and was like, I have something for you. I was like, okay. And he gave me the ring, and he gave me like a minute to kind of, you know, let the moment become. And he's like, all right, Ashley's coming down, so you got to put it in your pocket. The problem is, you know, I'm a fashion-forward man, so I was wearing, you know, some khakis that were fitting. I wouldn't say slim, but you know. So anyway, so
the ring,
exactly. It pops right out there. So he's like, just make sure you keep Ashley on your right because it's very obvious, this bulge in your left pocket. So Ashley comes walking down the stairs and I'm standing where I'm open. So I'm able to just grab her with my right hand and down the stairs we go onto the beach. And of course, she's like, no, I need to go on your left. That's my better side. And I was like, and then I was like, no, get on the right.
But what were you going towards? Like,
So they had told me that we were going to go down and give out a date card for like the couple that was like somewhere in between friendship and romance, like the one that needed to like be put into a romantic environment
flourish. But then when y'all walked out, there were no people around. So did you think
there was a whole group of
people? No, so what happened
people.
Was, yeah, we walked down the stairs, and then when you walk down the stairs, right to the left is the rose ceremony room. And that's
the
where
rose palapa?
The rose palapa. So that's where they collected everybody, and that's where we walked into, and Harrison was there, and that's when he was like, this is Jared and Ashley, blah, 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 blah. They're going to hand out a date card. So what we're going to do now is Jared and Ashley are going to go down to the other side of the beach, wait there. We're going to bring couples to them one at a time so they can interview you guys and then decide who gets a date card.
Did that air?
No, I mean,
I don't think all of that
did. Like, I just remember y'all walking on the beach and the proposal. Yeah. Maybe I fast forwarded just to see the proposal and that was it. I don't know.
It aired, but also it's not that memorable. Okay. It's just them being like, oh, they're going to hand out a date card to trick Ashley. It wasn't like the pinnacle of the moment. And that's when we walked down to the beach and they said I was going to have a few minutes alone just to kind of reminisce. And I don't know what the hell I said, but it was the dumbest
Jared's
stuff
very
ever.
Very long-winded. But so, he was like, this is the bar we first met at. And then
it was, though. It was a pinnacle moment. Cool, like that beach.
But at that point, I was like, oh, we are just reminiscing here. Maybe we are not going to get engaged. We're just
But it's weird because it is a television show, and so much of our relationship has formed off camera. But that was truly the place where we first met. Like the first time I ever saw Ashley, and then so many memories, honestly bad memories from that beach.
You married me. Can you believe that you married me for the girl?
Of course I can.
The girl, no.
Look at how cute you guys are. No, oh my gosh.
But it's so funny.
From when I first saw you, yes.
When he first saw me. Because when I first saw him, it was so different than when he first saw me. Because when I first saw him, I was like, holy moly, love at first sight. Like hit with it in a way that I didn't even believe it, love at first sight. Like even as much as a romantic as I am. And then with Jared, he definitely looked at me like, oh God, that's the dramatic crier girl. She's arrived.
It's really funny to think that the girl that you walked down the stairs with was Lauren, who was my future sister-in-law.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Even crazier
that
to me.
That is weird, because he was like, that girl is
skanky. I didn't watch back then. Did you?
No.
So I had only heard stories. So it's like, I never saw, you having the moment of the love at first sight or whatever drama y'all had. I just knew that, you cried a lot and you had been on Paradise and I don't even know who
that
season.
Was
like
a guy.
We don't know the history of it. So, I mean, I knew that there was a story, but I don't know. It was just like, I'm beautiful to see it all come together and it be, that was me moving on the chair, just by the way. If
I do that sometimes too.
I want to point that out. But you both seem to be hopeless romantics and really, I don't know, even watching your stories, you're both into Disney and all the same things. It's almost like, how did it not happen? How did you not see it before?
It's such a long story.
He saw it. It
was more like an internal dilemma he had with himself.
Well, I think there's a lot of
different
factors.
It just seems like a no-brainer for you guys to just
I've never seen two more movie buffs, into music, all of the things that connect people like you guys are connected on.
Yeah, we have a lot of common interests, and that was definitely when he was quoting Jerry Maguire in Boy Meets World on the beach. I was like, I don't know how to convey him how much that these things that he's saying means to me without because it goes beyond words. And I was like, and I'm so nervous and caught in myself right now that I can't even express myself the way that I normally would. So it was I was really frustrated at myself for just being super nervous and bottled up.
I think it was very endearing to see that because a lot of people thought, oh, it's staged. So the way your reaction was more believable. If you had this long soliloquy, I would have been like, okay, they probably cut, pasted, put this together. No, I think it was honestly, as a viewer to watch, I thought it was much more realistic to see it that way.
And just to hear your excitement. I mean, that was a year and a half ago about?
What do you mean about
when
our
engagement?
When you got engaged?
Yeah. Just to still hear the excitement when you talk about it, the little moments. If you ask Garrett about our engagement, he can't remember anything besides how much he was sweating, I think.
Do you think it's because we had three years by the time we got engaged?
And here's the difference.
Not even 3 months.
And here's the difference. The main difference that you can't overlook between our engagement and your both, which is you guys had to break up with someone literally
that moment.
Before.
Yeah.
And that's tough for, I'm sure, Brian and Garrett to kind of think about the engagement and not try to think about what happened 10 minutes prior.
Yeah. Oh, question. I mean, well, Rachel's married, so this is not really. Okay, so Becca, question. You know how Jordan Rodgers reproposed? Would you want Garrett to do the same?
I don't know. I think, I feel engaged, so I don't feel like I need that again. Mm-hmm. I think, though, the only thing would maybe make it special is if he were to once again ask for my mom's blessing, which I don't even know why that would be needed because she loves him more than me, I think.
No.
So.
No.
Sorry, my parents love Ashley more too.
That is realistic. To answer your question, I'm not into it because to me, it meant something the first time. I don't care if cameras. And I'm not taking away from JoJo and Jordan, that's their relationship. But cameras, audio, I didn't care. It was the person in front of me that I wanted to propose to me. I'd never been proposed. It meant everything to me.
Yeah.
I didn't care the situation of it. Yeah. I don't need a reproposal. Yeah. However, to what you're saying, Brian did. It was very important for Brian to ask my dad because my dad told everybody no.
Right.
And I, like you wanted Jared to, that was very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so before anything happened, Brian and my dad had their moment and he asked again.
Yeah.
And I got my dad's permission. I totally agree.
And
with
that's
that.
And that's the thing. You know, obviously my dad's not around. And for my mom, I think both Garrett and Blake in that last week had asked for my mom's blessing. But in that scenario, it's weird because she's getting asked by two different guys. Yeah. At that point, she didn't know what I was going to do. And so I think it would be special just for him to do that with her and have their moment. But again, I swear my mom loves Garrett more than me. And so she would hands down. He already has it, but it would just be that sweet moment. But yeah, yeah. I don't like, you know, we got engaged. I feel engaged. It's mm-hmm. not like that one didn't feel real.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've been engaged to him for like 49 years now, it seems like. So I wouldn't necessarily need that.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you guys started planning it?
Do you? No, not at all. Which is, oh my gosh, perfect segue into what I want to ask you.
Oh.
So obviously, well, you guys all sitting in front of me just planned a mm-hmm. recent wedding. And a lot of my friends and family have gotten married. And they say the wedding planning process is a nightmare. It's so difficult. So please give me advice. Like, I want to hear your experience in that overall wedding planning process. If you had help.
Rachel shakes her head.
Well, first of all, I was going to tease and say, I imagine that, like, as soon as Jared proposed, that you, like, opened up the cabinet, pulled out the book, and you were like, I'm ready to go.
People would think.
That's what I would think of myself, too.
But I really think, like, we gave it 2 months where I was like, we knew we wanted to get married the following summer, but we were like, okay, so, like, in August, we'll plan for, like, the following 12 months. And then, of course, you start looking at venues and you're like, they're like, Saturdays are booked out. We've been sold out
for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you, I met your wedding planner?
Yeah, we heard. Where did that happen?
At Glenn Powell's birthday party. And I said to him, I go, Troy, I saw the video of you crying. And I looked at my wedding planner and I said, if you don't cry like Troy cried over Ashley and Jared, we did not do a good job. I thought it was so
he's the sweetest.
Shout out to Mikey. I love my wedding planner. But when I saw Troy, I immediately saw the video in my head. And I just thought that was so special because a wedding planner really does become
part of the family.
If they're good. You know, they're involved with every single part of the process. And that is the secret to having, in my opinion, a stress-free
Well, how do you even plan a wedding planner? Where do you go to get a wedding planner?
Either of us.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I'm going to get both. Can I have
push
a combo?
Mikey, they're going to push Troy.
I know JoJo's working, actually, I think I can shout out. It's one of Troy's assistants.
Okay.
So she's working with her and her mom.
Well, so I was really hoping for J-Lo as my wedding planner.
I'm pretty sure the wedding planner, the movie, actually, like, created me into who I am today. That was the first chick flick I ever saw in theaters. It was like a mom-daughter date. Mm-hmm. I was 12 and I was just like, that's what I want my life to look like.
Wait, so when you eat M&M's, do you pick some out?
I don't do it, but I think about it.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Every time I eat M&M's,
I'm not
going to
waste the M&M's.
Exactly. Don't waste that chocolate.
The answer is definitely wedding planning.
Yeah, I would say definitely get a wedding planner if you can, because that helps immensely, just because they know so many people and have so many connections mm-hmm. and make your life so much easier. Because then, like you said, you just don't know where to start. And then your wedding planner will bring you, okay, here are 5 options for photographers. Like, and then because they know what you like and so on and so forth.
So do they give you a timeline? Like, okay, in this month you need to have XYZ done. In the next month you need...
So everybody was like asking us in like, fall last year, early winter, like, are you just overwhelmed with wedding planning? I was like, I've done barely anything. We've decided on the major things and like, I'll let him handle that.
It calms down for a while.
Yeah. And then when you hit like 6 months, you're like, okay, we can start talking about this and that and that. I will say it almost becomes a second job when you have like 2 months out.
It's the most fun second job you'll ever have.
No, you didn't have like, you didn't feel like it was like a second job at all?
Mikey said I was the most stress-free bride. Even the day of my wedding, I was like chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember we were listening to Lizzo, drinking and eating breakfast.
That's how it should be, though, I think.
Because I guess I just already felt so married. Mm-hmm. And it was just
married, too.
It's just more of like, it's a thing. And I personally wanted to get married at the courthouse. Mm-hmm. So I never thought I was going to have this big day. So mm-hmm. I wasn't as into having all the flair.
Mm-hmm.
I just really wanted a big family reunion of our families coming together for the first time. So I just didn't care about the details. In hindsight,
I will say, we were the most detail-oriented humans that anybody could
have.
And
I hear amazing things about your wedding. I follow like the whole thing on Instagram. I wish I'd been a little bit more particular about certain things, mm-hmm. you know, in hindsight. But honestly,
what would they be? Because my sister is very particular about like her invites and what the paper products
that
look
didn't.
Like.
I didn't care about that.
I was big on my invites.
Were you?
Okay. I had big invites. Yeah.
See, my thing is like people throw them away right away. That,
no, they put them on the fridge. It's
they're,
you know,
beautiful.
They keep.
CC. I use. CC in New York, and she's amazing. I'm sorry.
We use this Minted. Shout out to Minted. But they
use Minted for our menus.
They worked with us very carefully in mm-hmm. order to, like, we had Easter eggs, like, in our, you know, Easter eggs as in, like, little hidden things that we loved. Like, there was the Superman logo was, like, a shield, and then it had our initials in it for Superman for him.
And
then there was
A&J.
The Titanic clock. It was, like, meet me at the clock. Mm-hmm. And then in the clock, it had... Oh, wow.
5:30, the time of the wedding.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I mean, we just had fun with it. But honestly, that's why we found it so cool, because it meant so much to us.
Right.
And if people got it, great. But yeah. just us sending it out to people, we were like, this makes us feel good.
It's
and
like you guys.
Yeah, like, we just put a lot of thought. Like, literally, it was worth every second of it, because that day of, not only did we get to experience it, but we got to experience it with the people we wanted to experience it more than anybody in the world. You know, like mm-hmm. we had our friends and family there, people we love, like people I would never come together. I'll never forget the morning after the wedding. I kind of had like this epiphany, because I woke up going downstairs at the hotel, and it was my dad, Ben Higgins, Nick Viall, Dean Ungler, and one of my childhood friends, Jimmy. And I was like, this is insane, because these people I'm so close with, and this is the first time they've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have no idea who they are.
It is a beautiful... I will tag along with that, because we left the day after mm-hmm. Cancun to go to Greece. And I remember we were walking through the lobby, and I'm watching my friends, my childhood friends, with some of my bachelor friends, with my mm-hmm. family members, all getting ready to go to the pool, because they've been hanging out together since cool. Friday.
Yeah.
So it's... You're right. You're never going to see that again.
No, yeah. Like, those people will never be in that room together again. And I remember thinking about it that night, her and I sitting at the table kind of soaking in and trying to really appreciate every second, and thinking, nobody, like, this collection of people will never come together again. And it's really sad to think about it that way, but also kind of beautiful.
Well, they came together for you. Yeah. And that's what
and
I
it was
so
like
special.
To think that people came from so far away. And the weird detail, I have to just share this. Well, like, I think the most detailed thing that we had was probably the music. Like, of the 4 hours of our cocktail party and reception, we picked every single song.
Well, we were very, very lucky, because we didn't want a band, but then
we had,
this
like,
band,
six musical hours.
The Jordan Kahn Orchestra was friends with Troy, and they kind of knew of The Bachelor, and they wanted to really do it. And so we talked to them. We said, listen, you know, we gave them a list of songs. We're like, is it possible for you to play these songs? And they're like, yeah, no problem. And it was just like, okay, are you sure? And it was Disney songs. They learned how to play Shallow for us, which was the best moment of the wedding.
This is what I mean, totally different. We gave a list of songs, and we were just like, mix Latin music with like hip hop, pop, and let's just go there.
Yeah.
My biggest complaint about weddings, having like gone with him for so many over the past year, we were like, oh, like I want a song that's going to get us hyper. I want a song that's going to like mm-hmm. make me feel like romantic with you and make it feel like date night. So we just kind of like curated it. And plus, throughout my like romantic childhood, I was like, I want this song, play my wedding. I want this song, play my
wedding.
And
you remembered them all.
Wow. Well, I went through my iTunes library, and it took quite a few hours to like.
Oh, you have no idea
so
who
many.
Ashley Iaconetti is. This woman is the most meticulous, hardworking, detail-oriented person. It's true, though. You spent, hours, days on just small things, going through every single one of them.
I can tell.
Honestly, it was a lot of fun doing it, because I think both of us had the mindset of, if we're going to do it, let's do it. And let's have fun with
it. Go all in.
This is great advice for you. Because I'm like, we just told people, go up to the DJ and request the song you want to play.
Right.
This is good.
Well, we wanted to personalize it in every single way, because Jared and I are just really into personalizing things.
And I think the biggest thing, the reason I wanted to really start personalizing it, it started when we decided to have the wedding in Rhode Island, because
mm-hmm.
it's just my home state, and I have a lot of pride.
Nobody has more pride.
And so,
we'll
so once Ashley was like, I would love to, you know, mm-hmm. all I need is a waterfront, you know, water, and I'm fine. And so once we had, I was like, I want to do this right. You know, mm-hmm. it's in Rhode Island. I have a lot of pride, and I want to make sure that like people who come here are like, wow, Rhode Island. Okay. Never thought.
And people did.
That's one state I have not been to, and I really want to. It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
So when I go, I'm going to hit you guys up for all the recommendations. Yeah. What was the hardest decision that you guys had to come to in the entire planning process?
Guest list. Not even a question.
Yeah, Jared was like really stressed about the guest list, but it became a topic on the podcast.
It was the hardest thing because it just, we had a cap. We picked a venue that.
How many people?
175 if you're pushing it.
We had a cap too. It's tough. Yeah. Did you, okay, this is because, and did you argue over the guest list? Because this is where I would say our only argument came. Did you split the guest list evenly?
No.
We probably shouldn't have done that. That's where it became.
Really?
Yeah, that was an issue for us. So we were capped at 180, and that was still pushing
ours
it.
Was technically the occupancy max was 180.
Yeah, and it was still, like people still, it was just, it wasn't the reception, it's where the actual ceremony was.
Okay.
And it was already hot, it's August in Cancun, it was a lot. But we split the list down the middle, and I did not want
hard.
That. And it was because I... Well, technically, I still had more people than him. I don't know if he had, to this day knows
that's fair.
That.
You're the bride.
But we split our costs down the middle too.
Oh, but then what about like people who are common people, like production and Bachelor?
I put them on his list. No, actually,
they're your friends, baby.
What we did, we it was very like if there were 12 common people, six went on my list and six went on his.
Oh, okay,
that's how we did it.
How did that create so much argument then? It seems so fair.
Okay, I don't know if I'm sharing too much because my parents were very big on like it's your wedding. They gave some money, but they were just very much like my parents are very religious and they didn't like the fact that we lived together before we were married. And my dad said, if you live with someone before you're married, I'm not going to pay for the wedding. Mm-hmm. And I knew that going in. Mm-hmm. I also felt like I was 34. Yeah, I was 34 and I just kind of was like, I can afford to pay for this myself at this point. So it really didn't bother me. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but they ended up giving something. I think maybe because I talked about it too much publicly that they were like, okay, we kind of feel bad.
Yeah. Our daughter's making us look bad.
My parents were kind of like, since we're not with my sister, when they paid for it, they invited all their friends because they paid for it. They didn't feel that they needed to do that for me. That's not how Brian's mom was. She was like, I have 30 couples that I want to invite. And we had 90 and 90.
Oh, no.
So that's kind of what became the issue of
my parents
aren't saying their friends can come because they realize they're not contributing towards it. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the same sentiment wasn't shared on that side. So it just kind of became a, where do we draw the line?
Yeah.
Then I couldn't invite. We both have big families, big families. So it was really hard to draw the line with like cousins and aunts and uncles and who gets plus one. And
I had a friend who got married and her parents paid, I think they fronted like 35% of it, and then his side of the family contributed the rest, and so they wanted to split the guest list up that way.
Oh God, which seems horrible.
And it caused so much stress up front, and I'm like, so I hear all these different things, and for me, like Garrett's family, they're so amazing. They're just so welcoming that they want to invite literally everyone, like their accountants and like all these random people to just celebrate. Where I'm like, well, we also have a budget. So that is the one part that whenever Garrett and I start wedding planning, that is going to scare me.
Your budget goes out the window.
Yeah.
Did your budget go out the window?
Yeah, but I mean, compared to what people pay for weddings, we didn't pay that at all.
Do you get annoyed when people are like, oh, well, you got your wedding for free? And you're like,
no, I didn't.
Well, my wedding absolutely wasn't anywhere close to it.
It wasn't, but we didn't pay that much compared to what people pay, but we still went over the budget. I think I said it was only going to be, it was going to cost us 20 out of pocket. And it didn't. I think, I don't even care. I think I paid like 50. I think I paid 50.
If you guys could change anything, would you?
No.
And what would be?
No.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Well, I would be more detailed about certain things. I just was kind of like, oh, it's a free-for-all. I didn't want to make people wait. I wanted there to be a transition, everything. It's like wedding, eat, party.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't focus on getting everybody for pictures. So we don't have, and we had to get pictures like for people and all that other stuff. We don't have a picture of all of our family together.
Aww.
We don't have an entire, because we did pictures before and I did not want Brian to see me before.
I
was like
a
big thing.
Yeah.
That's why like our first picture, people were like, it's so awkward. And I'm like, because we really didn't want to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like my one thing.
No.
And I have my family all together. He has his family all together, but we did not take one all together. No. That's my biggest regret. Oh.
That stinks. We made sure, because that was a fear, you know, and you want the families together. So we spent, we took pictures for like an hour and a half after the ceremony before you know, reception started.
We ended up actually having to pay for an extra hour of the reception hall because the venue took up too much time that was unexpected.
But I don't think, you know, I'm not trying to sound obnoxious. I don't think I would change a thing because we worked so hard on it. And I think the biggest thing people say is that they wish they didn't spend so much money on it.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that we did, it just had such a...
meant something.
It meant something. Yeah. Like, everything meant something. And that would be my... And while it was time, sure, stressful and time consuming, that day of being able to, like I said, just like picture it in your head and then experience it. And then it's kind of like, this is going to sound really weird, but seeing other people experience it through their eyes as well. Because let's be honest, like we're all very lucky to be in the positions that we are, you know, from just being selected to be on the show. And we get to have experiences that a lot of people don't get to go through.
Right.
And so the day of the wedding, I think, you know, we wanted to give everybody, like, especially our families, like, be like, hey, you know, like, this is, again, obnoxious, but we're kind of friendly with David Cook, and we got David Cook to perform, who's on American Idol, and people are like, oh, my God, David Cook. Wow. That's insane. Like, seeing, like, my mom, you know, seeing David Cook sing the mom and groom dance, and then seeing my mom's reaction to it was something I'll never forget.
Right.
You know, and it was like, that's worth every
penny,
everything we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's usually our advice to people is like, throughout the entire year, you're going to be like, is this worth it? Is this worth it? Are we going to have the day and then we're going to feel bad about spending so much money?
Oh, and then like four days before, they're going to be like, oh, by the way, it's we need $2,000 for this lighting in the corner. Yeah. That's not going to matter. And it's like, well, why do you need to do that? And like, well, we need to do it for this reason, blah, 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 blah.
And then they're like, well, if you went all out, like, just do it.
Oh, it was so, it's just
don't stop now.
Oh, you have no idea how much lighting and cords and power. And it's just like, why is the venue not paying for this? We paid for the venue.
I feel like you're going to be somewhere in between what we did.
Yeah, and I told you, I was like, our venue comes bare bones. That was the one thing that's
insane.
Why our venue seemed cheap when we first signed up for it. I was like, that's because you're not paying for anything.
We got a quote the first time. Get ready for it. We got, because especially in Newport, Rhode Island, it was very, the flowers were insane, but just like the first quote we got for a venue, we looked at it, Ashley and I,
should I say
like
it?
My stomach dropped.
I'm gonna know.
It was six figures, let me say that. And it was
for
just,
a venue?
No. For
the venue
a whole
came
whole
with everything.
Shebang.
Oh.
So the venue came with food and flowers
everything.
And like an open bar and all that
but
stuff.
Still,
and it was like
$110,000
was the first number that we ever saw for a Newport, Rhode Island wedding.
And Ashley and I were like, should we elope?
should we go to the McDonald's drive-thru and just like have someone officiate there?
That would be great.
I am so frugal that spending a huge amount of money in one night makes me very nervous.
But we're pretty frugal too. Like, you would be surprised by the way that our wedding looked and versus like how we are in our day to day.
You will be surprised. What I mean, I went from eloping to having like a full out wedding.
Right.
But it's different because of what they're saying about how when you see it through your family members' eyes and bringing all these people together that are there to celebrate life and love for you and Garrett. One time, and it's not going to happen that way again. It'll change your mind. And I am like the anti wedding, like I'm not a hopeless, I am a hopeless romantic, obviously I went on the show, but not like to the extreme of some people. But there is something exciting about getting started planning your wedding.
Okay.
I only tried on like four dresses. I knew kind of what I wanted for my invitations, but you're doing it and you have your mom and your mother-in-law and your sister, and it's just there's something. The energy, I can't explain it. You'll
Nick
get
cried.
Excited.
Like, that's the price of admission right there. Nick cried, you know?
I want to actually know between the two of you who cried more.
Well, during the ceremony, probably Jared. Well,
it
actually, it's probably like more like tied because like I didn't start crying until I started reading my vows. He cried like
when he saw you.
Can I tell y'all something? Brian saw the video of you reading vows and that y'all had booklets.
Yeah,
he didn't have input on a thing the entire wedding. Saw the booklets and was like, I want the booklets.
Aww.
I want those booklets.
Oh,
I want to
so
have
cute.
Something pretty to read out of. No, oh, it gets better. And so I was like, well, that means we got to write them before. Like, I was going to write them the day, the morning of, just kind of based on what I was feeling or the night before.
Yeah, half-ass it.
So, but it's just, well, no, like, for me, it was like, how am I going to feel? I want to speak from that feeling. That was like my thought.
No, so that
anyways,
makes sense.
We ended up doing it a week before because he wanted the booklets, got it done.
That's so adorable.
We get to the wedding.
You forgot
I
the
have
booklet?
My booklet.
Oh, God.
His mom was supposed to bring his booklet. And he's, as I'm getting ready to walk, I'm like, what is he looking for? I can see him.
Oh, no.
And he was looking for his booklet.
Oh no.
The poor guy.
And that's the one thing he
Where
wanted.
Was it? Where did it end
his
up?
His mom left it in the room.
Did she have to go running?
She couldn't. I was already walking down the aisle.
So did he had to remember? Do it by memory?
His brother, like, he emailed it. Somehow it got emailed to his brother, and so he had to read it from his phone.
Oh, no.
And I had the booklet.
Oh,
Brian. But I felt so bad because that was the one
Yeah,
thing
but you're the bride.
Wanted.
You look beautiful. At least you have the booklet. Yeah. Like, I mean, he looks great,
but that's
too.
That's what we took from your.
He should have put
guys.
The phone in your booklet just to cover it up.
Babe, give me that.
Oh, that would have worked.
To make it pretty.
To be fair, I didn't finish my vows till the morning of either.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
I'm right there with you.
I've heard that a lot, that most people don't do it until the day of.
Our wedding planner also didn't write his till the day of. I heard from multiple people not until the day of. I was like, we got married on Sunday. I wrote it on Friday. And I can't believe that I waited to that Friday. So
yeah, I'm very excited for you, Becca, for that moment of walking down the aisle, because it's really unlike it. It just puts a smile on. It would always put a smile on my face, just like that 20 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. Where like I was in, there was like a side room for all the groomsmen, and like literally seconds before they go into the church, and I have to wait there. We had like a toast, and it was just like it was a moment, you know.
Aww.
And it's just like it is, like Rachel said, everybody is there for you, like everybody's dressed up for you, you know. It's just, and then walking down the aisle, and people like. Gasped, like, and you're like, oh, this is
just, walk by again.
Yeah, like it's and then being up there and then seeing everybody you love, you know, walk down the aisle. It was just like, God, and then
just
the doors
magical.
Open up and Ashley's there, and it's
Wait, was it intimidating? It was so I knew I was either gonna show out or be really nervous walking down the aisle.
What do you mean show out? Like be like I got it.
Yeah,
I got
like
it.
I yeah. see you, I see and I wasn't like that. I was fixated on Brian. Neither one of us cried, but I remember standing up there and I looked out and I saw everybody and then I had to turn away. Like it made me very nervous. I don't know what it was.
I like
about.
Couldn't see people.
Yeah.
Like it was like being on stage.
It was
and
overwhelming.
Like, and not being able to like see like a real face. And then I was like, oh, I can't find so-and-so. I can't find so-and-so. Then
but,
I was like, nope, focus.
Don't you think it's different? Because on stage, you're putting on a show. Like, oh, I'm on stage. I'm playing into all of this. But that all that is stripped away when you're standing up there being so vulnerable.
Yeah.
In the most
we had our pastor
time
from,
of your
from,
life.
From Dallas. Yeah. I'm staring at my about to be my husband. Your family's in the front row. It just like I couldn't cry, but I was very overwhelmed by that.
A lot of people don't cry because they're so overwhelmed by the moment that they just can't. Conceptualize
it was almost a blur.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, that was my faces. Question to you, was like, was it a blur to you with you and your dad? Like, I remember my dad next to me, but like, I don't remember like anybody's face walking down. I just remember it from video now. Like, for I see in the video.
Well, same. Rachel, you were a beautiful bride.
Oh,
and
so
you had a beautiful
bride.
And
guys
Brian was a very
stunning.
Handsome groom, too.
Same with
handsome
you.
Handsome man.
I feel like between the four of you guys, Bachelor Nation had a lovely eye fill. Does that make sense, eye fill?
I candy.
Yeah, it was a good August.
We've been doing this though. We've been podcasting, so we can't figure
they
out.
They had something good to look at this year.
Have another glass of champagne.
There was four bachelor weddings this year.
Yeah,
so wild.
Wait, your
Lauren both? And Lauren. Well, of 2019, there were Lauren and Lauren and Ari, and then well, Crystal and Chris, and then us, and then
Rachel. Do you say Crystal and Chris or Chris and Crystal?
I say Chris and I say Chris and Crystal usually.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
I want to know. I talked to you a while ago. Actually, I heard the little bridal shower that we had for you, how you got your gown from Randy Rahm. It was beautiful. Now, Ashley, you had two stunning gowns.
Thanks.
How did you know that you wanted an outfit change?
No, I didn't think I wanted an outfit change.
Okay.
Like, I was actually one of those brides that was like, I want to love my first dress so much that I don't want a second one. But I'm so glad that I did have an outfit change because I could not walk around the reception hall in my dress, the first one. And like, while yes, I love my first dress more than my second one, I felt sexier in my second one. It was just more fun and flirty.
Easier to dance in.
I thought your first one was pretty, but I adored your second
Thank
one.
Thank you.
I yes. thought it was like simple but sexy.
I decided on that one first. Sexy.
It was so I loved it.
I said yes to that one first. And then when I came home that night, I was like, I love my dress, but I'm not sure like that was like the dress I always envisioned. It certainly wasn't the one that I envisioned my whole life. So then I was like, oh, I'll go for fun. Oh no, I know. I got a call from the wedding, from the other bridal store that had the ceremony gown. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we can give you a little bit of a break. And I was like, oh, okay, like this changes thing. This changes a little bit.
I kind of like that. I like the outfit change. It's Thanks. It makes it fun. Switches
yeah.
it up.
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy
it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love
that's right.
Rachel, I loved
shorts.
That.
That's
I
saw yeah, that.
Get comfortable.
I had to be able to get down.
No, and yeah. you were in Mexico.
So, yeah. Was,
y'all, don't do that. August.
Don't do Mexico.
I had to do it in August.
Yeah,
I had to do it before football season. Mm-hmm. It was strategic because I hate when people plan weddings. No offense if anybody does it during football because I have to work and it's just a lot. Mm-hmm. So
we wouldn't August, do that on. Well, Hell we no. understand we're from a football family.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a Cowboys fan?
Of course.
Yeah,
of
that's course. Right.
This one gave me a Cowboys shirt. Ashley, she sent it to me. Somebody sent it to her. And she's like, what's your address?
Aww.
That they gave me a Cowboys shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. It's a cool one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dak franchise tag.
Yeah. That's a whole
other
conversation.
We don't talk about it on this podcast,
man. I do want to ask you guys about like the next phase because I feel like once you get married, once you come back from your honeymoon, everyone's like, when are you having babies? Now, yes. we all know we have dog children, all of us in the room. We yes. do.
We take that role very
at
seriously.
That little baby
we
have, there. Do you feel the pressure to talk about having children or are you just kind of like, we'll do it? You know, like, I don't know how you guys answer it. We're just like, yeah.
I mean, there's pressure,
the
but
year.
It's annoying. I'll say that the question like on the red carpet is usually yeah. annoying because like you feel this like, and then you get an ass on Instagram too all the time. Like if I do like the questions, like ask me a question.
Yeah.
I say like, don't ask me about being, when
yeah,
we're going to get pregnant.
But you also kind of like, sure, there's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, we all have to be self-aware of where we came from and kind of the show that we were on. Like
yeah.
that's kind of just what people are going to ask, you know? That'd be like,
but
you know, a football player
that.
Just being like, don't ask me about football. And it's like, well, I mean, yeah, I get that. But, you know, at least one of the questions have to be about football.
Mm-hmm. I
like,
guess.
I get it. Like, we got married and then people are going to be like, well, when are you having kids?
I guess. But I feel like couples who aren't on TV also get that immediately after they get married.
Well, that's what I mean. Just, I guess, couples
people are always pushing the next chapter.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, like, what are you planning right now? No, I'm going to ask
always,
you the question.
We always just say, oh, within the year.
Yeah, but that's within
but
the year.
It's, oh, and this is kind of like a segue, and we say that every year.
yeah.
But this is kind of a segue into my next question because we live in Miami, mm-hmm. and work for me is out here in L.A.
Always? You're all over. You're like in Bristol, Connecticut. You're in Miami.
Yeah,
you're here.
But
yeah.
now it's more like L.A. That's okay. becoming a thing. And so we moved to Miami because Brian opened up a practice there. So he moved to Dallas for me for 2 years. I said I would support what he was doing for 2 years in Miami, and we'd reevaluate it and see where we are.
How long you guys been in Miami for?
Since April.
Oh, okay.
So almost a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, how long you guys been together?
Three years in May.
It's been engaged, 3 years? Holy crap, yeah. Time flies by.
Yeah.
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we got engaged May 2017.
How old am I?
No, it's just like there's been so many seasons. It's crazy to even
wow,
think about.
Wow, it's so crazy.
Yeah. But
raising the kids.
Like, where to live.
Have the
and
kids,
and
yeah.
the reason I also bring this up is because we recently just saw the breakup of
Joe and Kendall yeah.
and it's where they want to live.
It's all about
That's
it.
An issue.
Yeah.
And I hear you say you love Rhode Island.
You yep. literally, like,
you're in LA. Wait, do y'all talk about this? Do you have like a plan, a light at the end of the tunnel?
In my vows, I even said that I would move back to New England.
Well, do you have a time frame?
Because that's how big of a deal it is to him.
I always said so when I moved out here in late 2017 with Nick
mm-hmm.
and he had like an extra room and mm-hmm. and so he's like, just come out here, you've never moved out of Rhode Island, just stay with me and then see if you like it, right? So came out here in November, December, didn't really like it, and then that's when Winter Games happened, and then I was like, I'm an idiot, and that's when I had to kind of like really step up and take some action with Ashley. And and then in the back of my head, I was like, well, if it doesn't work out with Ashley, I'll just move back to Rhode Island. That's not bad at plan B. And so, of course, it did. And we're staying
Rhode
out
Island's
here.
Rhode Island's like his second girlfriend.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just more like, I'm sure Brian can attest to this and probably Garrett that and all of you guys. Like, just, you know, where your family is and where your heart is, it's hard to stay away from that, especially when you're living in L.A., which is a very can be a difficult place to live.
It can be a lonely place.
It's just, there's, you know, and I hate the stereotypical things to complain about, but like traffic is very bad. You want to go 6 miles, get ready to take 45 minutes. And then it is, there's just, it's a big city with a lot of, you know, it's hard to explain, but you got to like kiss ass and just like, you know, if somebody needs you there, you got to be there right now. And the weather's nice, but I also think that it's nice weather year round is the most overrated thing. I do. I think it's overrated.
Move to Minnesota and you won't be saying that.
I agree. New England's a little different.
But you did not. I mean, New England's not that much different. Actually, it could be.
No, Minnesota's, I think, colder.
Is it negative 56?
Okay. No. So I guess for like my winter, I need bad weather to appreciate good weather. It was 80 all weekend. I did nothing outside.
I know. I wanted to, but I was like, I want to watch TV.
You just forget that it's nice out because it's nice every day.
But I have to say, like, we were talking about Joe and Kendall before on this podcast, and, you know, they probably always knew one loved Chicago, one loved L.A., and you probably think, oh, one will bend. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so great that you set it in your vows and you have these important conversations of, listen, this is realistically where I want to settle down and where I want to raise a family. And you have to address these things. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, honestly, you're really not having a successful relationship. And
I agree.
It's a constant conversation with Brian and I. Mm-hmm. Where, like I said, he supported me, I support him, and then we'll reevaluate where we are and just move, see where our lives are, and then figure it out from there.
See, like, what we talk about realistically is, like Ashley says, like you said, the work out here is in LA right now. Mm-hmm. I think Ashley and I always get nervous that the work always won't be there, which is mm-hmm. why we're
well, we
here
always
now.
Do you know? Think that the work, yeah, I guess you're right. But so, like, for what I've always
I
wanted
get it.
To do.
I know, you know why we have to be out here. But it, yeah, it sucks. Like, I just miss home, miss my family. Mm-hmm. I miss, like, the routine of things. I miss the convenience of things. I miss being able to just... there's also, like, a different dynamic being on the East Coast than there is the West Coast. That's mm-hmm. just the yeah. truth of the matter. Oh, like,
so different.
Your day-to-day, the way of life, the conversations you have with people, I feel like, I don't know, it's just different. I miss green. I miss, like... Honestly, I was driving to Burbank today and there was grass. And I was like, man, it feels good just to have fresh air.
Joe
like,
gets
for a
excited
second.
About parking lots, too.
So do you guys have a time frame of when that would happen?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's
creeping up.
It's creeping. I mean, what we initially said.
Jared's like.
Jared's oh, I got Jared's, it on the calendar, baby.
Jared's laughing and Ashley's like, oh, gosh.
When we first got together, which is like 2 years ago, we said 5 years, which would give us another 3 years here. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll be more like 2 years. And I think that's just because like the kid thing, because I don't think I want to have like a newborn and then not have family in the area. And,
like our grandparents are 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Right. Where are you from?
I'm from Northern Virginia. So okay. like the hour, it's an hour flight between Rhode Island and in Virginia. And I feel like my parents would probably come one weekend and like alternate, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like not alternate, like I'd go to Virginia one weekend out of the month, and then they come up there one weekend of the month. And
yeah.
It's just like, yeah. But I don't know if we can really have a kid without a family member here. Do you guys feel like you could have a kid without a family member? Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel feels like she can.
But I would prefer family around.
Yeah.
I really do. But I think about that. I'm like, if we have children in LA, I wouldn't be alone. Like, there would be people out here. Mm-hmm. But preferably, Dallas or Miami is ideal. But then I'm just thinking of, like, in the grand scheme of things. It really just depends where we are.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very big about let's reevaluate and see where we are. Another year, maybe I don't even want to do what I'm doing anymore. Yeah. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that changes with me all the time. Like, I came out here wanting to be, like, an entertainment host. And now I'm like, I'm not feeling fulfilled by, like, just talking about pop culture. So, like, I feel like if I am evolving in that way now, let's see where we are in 2 years. Because then I feel like what I could want to do could be more New York based and less LA based.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
But it's really a decision that I don't even think I could be able to make for at least another year.
Yeah.
Or at least another year.
You got time.
And I feel like that's a testament to, like, you know, everyone who's listening. You just, these conversations change. We change. We evolve. So yeah. You just have to constantly keep having them. And if you're not and you're ignoring them and not talking about the elephant in the room, then honestly, the relationship is doomed at the end.
Yeah, it's going to be a snowball effect. And it's mm-hmm. just going to grow until it becomes this huge thing where it overcomes the relationship and really might be, you know, a big deterrent to get over.
Yeah.
My relationship before Brian, before the show, we were together for 5 years and there were issues, but the biggest one is that neither one of us were willing to make the sacrifice to move towards each other.
Where was he living?
He was still in Texas. I mean, he was down. Okay. But I mean, still.
Texas is big.
Texas is big. But I was in Dallas and he was in Austin at first and then outside of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a child. So
wait, is this
I
the
was
one
like,
that we heard about your ghosting story?
No. Oh, that's okay. Not him. That's not him. Not the motivation for me getting to do the show. I thanked him, by the way. I was like, thank you. I talked about you in my audition and that got me the show.
The ghosting guy?
No. This was like the guy I thought like this was it.
But right.
It really wasn't a mature relationship when I think about it in hindsight, like some of the stuff we're talking about right now. But the biggest thing is we wouldn't sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of us wanted to bend for the relationship in each other.
Yeah.
And that's like a common true story.
Yeah, it's tough.
People.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, especially even coming from the show, when you're lucky like us and in a relationship, for the most part, no one is from the same city.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I obviously was from Minnesota. Garrett was living in Reno. It took us I'm trying to think, like 6 months about before we could agree on where we wanted to move. Because I, of course, was pushing for my home state. He was pushing for Nevada. And finally, we got to the point where like, look, we're back and forth so often. We came to the conclusion of like, let's just go to neutral ground. We'll go to San Diego. We have some family nearby. Do that. We said for 2 or 3 years. So that's where we're at now. But yeah, it's always a constant conversation of, okay, like one day maybe we'll buy property and go to Reno, or I think Minnesota's out of the picture now. But yeah, it's a struggle. And especially I think for people on the show, when they're like, how's life afterwards? It must be so easy and great. It's like, you still have to deal with these struggles and tough conversations and changes like any relationship does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just compromise.
I feel like, I mean, Ashley and I didn't really go through this, but you really start dating. I remember Caitlin was talking about Sean when she first got off the show, obviously before Jason, but she said something along the lines of like, I felt like we didn't start dating till the show ended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we fell in love on the show and we got engaged, but then we left and that's when we really started dating each
real
other.
Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys would agree or not.
Yeah.
I have a thing to say about the distance, though. I think like in Joe and Kendall's situation, like she knew that she wouldn't be her full happiest self if she wasn't in LA. And he also felt like he wouldn't be his best self if he wasn't in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like weird when it gets to like that. I chose a state over you.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
working towards each other, because Jared doesn't feel like he is his best self in LA.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't have to say Jared says that Jared isn't his best self when he is in LA. Yeah.
I think that's hard. I think that's what you battle. And I battle that. I am not my best self in Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Like, there's no work. I thrive off of working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've worked since I was 11 years old playing piano in church. And I love that. I feel my best self when I'm doing that. So it's hard, because when you make those sacrifices, how do you at the same time maintain your independence? How do you find that? And I don't know if that's a question that you can even answer, but I think that that's what you struggle when you have to make those sacrifices to move to another city, another state.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the answer to that. It's almost like the work-life balance. It's a myth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It just like doesn't exist.
Absolutely. No, I said this week, I tweeted it. I don't know if you guys saw it. Being an adult is definitely when you're not at work, you've actually cleaned your work to-do list, and yet you know that there's something you should be doing other than sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I saw that one. I think I liked it.
Yeah.
When we first got engaged, I think I was going through a tough time because, especially as you guys know, just women who come off the show are just more like than men. I remember Tanner gave me the advice. He's like, just as a heads up, like, you know, you should factor this in, like, they're going to like Ashley more than you, especially mm-hmm. with you denying her for 2 years. And then now you guys are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so being in LA and kind of not feeling my best self and then having that on top of it was a little tough time. Because mm-hmm. then like people would come up. I'm not even joking. There'd be times where people would come up and they'd be like, you know, Jared, I hated you for a while, but you're with her now. So I kind of like you. And it's like, yeah, well, I can't swear on this podcast, right?
Oh, you can
all the time.
You know what? Go fuck yourself.
The more I'm out of the show, and like the more that social media becomes so much more prevalent, I realize that common sense is not common to people.
Hmm.
Yep.
Like the stuff that you hear and that people say and that they ask you, I'm like, really?
I have a story.
I don't get
that
it.
Pertains to you, Rachel.
You said that. As if it was the show, you're like, you, Rachel.
You. Oh yeah, you, Rachel. You. So it was your season, and before, obviously, well before Ashley and I started dating, I went on a couple dates with this one girl. Never went anywhere, but like we followed each other on Instagram, and the day of your announcement with Brian, obviously there was a lot of public opinion.
Yeah.
And that girl who I had been on dates with, very normal, very normal, commented under your post, and I saw it because it was obviously a photo. Okay. I follow her, and she goes, good luck with your shitty husband. So I messaged her. And I said, why did you say that? Because it was the first time like I ever saw.
You have my back.
Anytime we see comments like that, I feel like all our thoughts goes to that. Like they're faceless, they're nameless, they're trolls. Who cares? But this was somebody that I knew.
This is a girl
I'm
dating.
Wow.
Or you
thought you
knew. Well, I just like when I was truly like of kind of a friendship thing, but still like it was crazy. So I messaged her and I said, why did you say that? And she immediately responded saying, I have no idea. I don't know why I said that. I'm such an idiot.
Because she got called out.
Yeah. And she's just like, I deleted it. I don't know. I was just caught up in the moment. And it occurred to me like, wow, just, I guess, you know what it is? People like who have these initial reactions in the living room, mm-hmm. you know, when they're watching a show and they're like, oh, whatever. Instead of just saying it, they literally go on their phone
their
and comment on it.
Yeah.
And
to click
like,
on
no,
to write type.
Living room thoughts were not meant to be on Twitter, guys. Mm. You know?
When you don't, I say this all the time. Like, Kris Jenner said this to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's cool.
And she said,
yeah, that's badass.
And she said,
Rachel says that like it's no big deal.
Well, because I've known her boyfriend for like 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Before,
okay.
So, and I was talking about trolls or something, and she was like basically saying, don't worry about that. That's just some lonely person sitting on their couch, you know, in Iowa who doesn't have a sense mm-hmm. of community and is looking for, you know, like kind of how Reddit can be. Mm-hmm. You have a community. You have these online friends. And so you talk shit and do whatever else in this community, not realizing it's almost like they don't realize we're human mm-hmm. and that it can affect us. But have you ever, speaking of that, calling her out, have you ever, I used to clap back at everybody. I have since. Calm down. As a married woman, I have calmed down. But have you ever responded to a troll in your DMs or something, and then they completely take it back, like that girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they say, oh, my God, that was my friend. She didn't take her medicine. Or, oh, my God, that was my niece or my cousin. It happens every
single time.
I can't believe you read it. I'm just like, did you need to vent?
Then what was the point?
I don't understand.
Yeah. It's like thinking, like, what is the point to actually physically take your time out of your day and mine to type this out? And then, yeah, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't think you would see it. Or it's
people
like,
are crazy.
I can read. I go on my phone.
And
of
like,
course.
It's amazing when you comment back to someone who comments under your photo and they're like, oh my God, I never thought you were going to read that. And it was like, I only had 67 comments. Like,
I know.
It's not like a crazy amount.
I'm not
like
a Kardashian.
And like, some of my photos, like, there's only like 15 comments sometimes. And it's like, of course I'm going to see it, guys.
Right.
Like, it's not like I'm one, like an A-list celebrity with literally 15,000 comments.
Right.
Yeah. It's just that excuse never, it's really funny to me. They're like, there's seven other comments besides yours.
I will never understand people's thought process. And like, why do you feel the need?
I think two things. One, I think they see the show almost as if it's scripted. Like, we are TV characters.
They definitely think it's more scripted.
Mm-hmm. And then two, I also think it's the barrier of phone, computer. Like, so it's not a face-to-face interaction.
Do it. You people in Bachelor Nation comment on articles that have nothing to do with them. Or from a different account.
And to defend a lot of our followers, because obviously we're very grateful for them. And two, 98% of the comments are positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the 2% are the loudest to all of us. Yeah. And that's what I try to recognize, too, because it's always like, you know, so many good comments and they're so supportive and so sweet. And then there's that one bagged one. And I'm like, this son of a bitch.
Wait, time out, Jared. Do you get this? So this happens to Garrett all the time. He'll post a photo. And people all the time will think that it's on my account. And so they'll comment like they're talking to me. And Garrett's like, I don't know where your shirt is from. Why are they asking? Because this is my account. Like, does that happen to you?
Yeah. They ask me. Well, usually sometimes it's like, please ask Ashley where she got this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. I feel like we, like there should be like a fireside chat here. We should all be, well, I am drinking champagne and yeah, so is Becca, but I literally could sit here and talk to you guys forever. Like aww. Just, well, no, just seriously, nice. Because we have so many shared experiences, yeah. but then different at the same time. This has just been really refreshing. But we typically like to play a game.
I love ending yes. games.
With our guests. And of course, since you are newlyweds.
It's the newlywed game?
I'll take it.
We are playing newlywed
game. I love the newlywed game.
So we're going to ask you questions.
We're very competitive.
And you're going to say, yeah. it's great. You should have like you should have a competitive spirit in your relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So we're do you guys make you... bets on stuff?
No.
No.
Not even like football? What? You're both football families. Not even
yeah,
games?
But we usually agree with how it's going to happen.
I'm just converted her.
See,
you're not a Patriots fan?
No, I've converted her.
Over okay. to the other
because
side.
Because I was like, you
I'm
are?
I'm still a Giants fan. But like Eli Manning is the backing of my, well, my dad is the backing of my fanhood. But Eli Manning was like what really got me into it. So this year I'm not phasing out or by any means just a lot less interested.
Oh, you don't believe in Danny Dimes?
Oh, I believe in him. He's going to be fine. He might be really good. Just give me a couple of years to get like, you know, reacquainted over there. If anybody is going to remind me of Eli, it's him. Oh, so like I am thankful for them bringing me a whole maybe 10 plus years with somebody who reminds me very much of Eli.
Of course they draft the goofy quarterback right after
but they
Eli.
They did it. They say and it's like
and that's
as
the most
a tribute.
Endearing thing I could possibly
they
say.
They did that as like a tribute
no,
to
they
Eli.
Didn't. They
say that's what they said.
No, they
were booing when he got drafted.
Yeah, they drafted
oh, I know.
Him because
I
think
but
he's
then we
be good.
Got to like know him a little bit more and like and realize how well. Goofy anyway, and Eli-esque he is. But yes, this is far off topic.
For anyone listening who might not be a sports fan, I'm with you there. I'm cheersing you right now. I just know nothing about sports.
Okay, so you guys don't bet over sports, but what else would you bet over?
No, we'll just bet over certain things, like stupid things. Like, what is one we just did? But we'll bet like massages or
oh,
something.
I would like to do that.
Yeah, but babe, I'll win every time. So like your hands are going to get
no,
really tired.
No, well, let's start with this game
okay, we'll
then
start
right
with
now.
The game.
Okay, yeah.
Whoever wins oh this God. Game
wait, who
has
do you
to
think's
give...
going to win?
Well, I don't know. It depends last on... time we played this game, and he forgot what my favorite movie was.
I
now, that's not on brand with your relationship.
Like, no, it was just like a moment
really,
of weakness.
Did
where
you learn?
Just,
what is
oh,
your favorite
no,
movie?
No, I knew it.
What is her favorite movie?
It's Titanic. I just was thinking romantic comedies. That's why. And so
what did
I had
you
15
say?
Seconds. I said Wedding Planner.
Oh,
Ashley, I am not a rom-com person, even though that's not a rom-com. Yeah. I'm just like not into romantic movies, but I'm obsessed with the Titanic.
Yeah,
that's great.
And like can the I history just tell you, and the movie?
Yes.
You're saying.
Can I just tell you my favorite part in the entire movie?
Yeah.
And I just want to know if you know this, because I feel like this, I don't know if I can share this with any other movie with you. When Rose is being lowered into the water.
Yeah.
And she jumps. And he's standing there.
Oh, the way he looks at her.
And he and you know, the music starts playing like for the 17th time. And she just jumps and they run towards each other and they're back at the stairwell and he grabs her and he's like, "You're so stupid,
you're
Rose.
You're so stupid, Rose.
Why did you do that?" I cry from then till the end of the movie.
Oh, you're so
and
stupid.
It is my favorite. I still cry watching that movie. That and The Notebook gets me every single time.
Can I say two things about the go ahead.
I was going to say The Notebook gets... like, you are not a human being if you haven't cried during The Notebook.
Yeah, but I don't cry anymore when I watch it.
Garrett has not been notebooked yet.
That's weird.
I know.
He's never seen it.
No, he's
Jared's really into anything Gosling, so he's like, we've done recreations.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, dude, Gosling with that beard and that hair.
Okay,
oh
wait.
My God, that bro. That guy's a man right there.
I must share this about Titanic, though. So I watched it, like, I used to watch it. I'm just so glad that we grew up with Leo Mania. Like, were you a little too young? No.
No,
because you're
grew
my
with
sister's
Leo.
Age. Yeah. So it's like, okay, so, like, you may have been, like, in the under tail of it, but you still got it.
I couldn't watch it at first.
I wasn't
of the
allowed
nudity,
to watch it either.
But once I got a little bit older, my mom let me watch it.
once they were able to, like, you know how, like, the VCR would work where you can, like, stop taping it for a second and then you can press record again? They cut out the sex scene in the car. And my friends were like, "Ashley, there's a sex scene." And I was like, "No, there's not." And, like, I just didn't catch the fact that they edited that out.
Can't
self-edit.
Imagine
my parents self-edited. Okay, but about Titanic, I watched it every day for like a good couple months, like every day,
I believe.
You know, in elementary school. And I think I've probably saw a total of, if I'm not exaggerating, 60 times before for the 20th anniversary. It's 20th, right?
That was 2016.
Yeah,
it would have been the 20th.
Yes. So in 2016.
Or 2017.
I'm a big fan.
Or maybe it was the sinking. It's the 100th anniversary of the sinking.
That would have been 2012.
In 2012. Yeah. Yes. So in 2012, they re-released it to theaters. And my sister and I watched it from the beginning to the end, the first time that we ever saw it in the theater. And it was the first time I ever cried during it. And I was uncontrollably, like, just like, almost like scream crying sobbing. Yeah. And it was really weird because it was the first time.
It's not weird.
No, it's because I was so focused on it the entire 3 hours and like no distractions, just dark theater.
Looking. I've never cried harder in a movie. I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
And I had the exact same reaction. Yeah. The next time I think I wailed out like that was A Star Is Born.
Oh.
That was me like a month ago with a Hallmark movie. So.
Oh, really?
No.
The Star Is Born, like, I was like, I'm going to leave. I have to leave the theater because if I try to breathe right now, it's going to go.
Wait, okay.
Well, that's what happened when the movie stopped. All of a sudden, I heard as soon as it went, because that where she's singing and then it cuts to him singing.
And then the movie ends.
All of a sudden, I just heard from next to me, like,
I could cry right now. We were not ready for him to sing that version of the song.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's a moment.
Wait, did anyone cry during the Super commercial, the Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, the Google one, Loretta?
Oh my gosh.
Loretta.
It got me so deep, so hard.
It's like, Google, I'm watching the Super Bowl to get away from everything.
Can I just tell you that I like was just doing something at Extra with Billy?
Yeah.
So they do these little vignettes, and so he was showing me what his emotional commercial, and he's showing it to me, and they're filming it, and I had seen it, but I had to act like I didn't, and we all started crying. Billy's crying, I'm crying. You can hear the producer sniffling because I was just telling him like Alzheimer's runs in my family. Oh. So to see it was tough, but then the very next commercial in real time when that played was Ric Flair.
I know. Yeah. Everybody was like, why would you do this?
Literally, yeah, it was Google,
that
and also
transition
and I was like, what a transition that was. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore.
I don't know what to feel right now. Ric Flair. Okay, hashtag Loretta. Okay, we are going to play a game with you guys because we love to play a game with our guests, and we are playing the Newlywed Game, of course. It's very fitting. So we're going to ask you a question. Who is blank? And you're going to say bride or groom. Now, since we're talking about bets, the odds are a full body massage. Whoever wins.
For how long?
Give someone a 1 hour full body massage.
With essential oils.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. NYX essential oils.
Wait, Jared, should we shake on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Or no.
Okay, it's official, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Get those fingers ready.
First one. Between. Who is the better cook? 1, 2, 3.
Me.
Bride. I went to say Ashley, but bride.
Yeah. Do you guys agree? Okay.
Okay. We're two.
Next.
I'm just going to say the names because I can't say Guru Bride.
Can we say our names?
Okay.
Me, him, Jared.
Yes, your name.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the better dancer? 1, 2, 3.
Jared.
What do you mean you guess?
I mean, like, I'm not good, but he's not good either.
I am decent.
But at least, like, he does it.
Did you guys not have a choreographed dance for your first
dance?
No, we
did a good job.
Yeah, I could probably do that. Like, I could probably ballroom dance because, like, it's somewhere in, like, my chick flick blood.
And just also the guy in that moment, like, for me, I was like, I just got to take control.
Yeah,
and, like, I'm just going to twirl. I'm going to lead her.
It looks really good.
Better than Pilot Pete? That's the standard.
I would say that's he's just about Pilot Pete. Which is just about Ben Higgins. They're all about the same.
Well, Ben Higgins compares himself to like those things.
I'm going to give you a point just because it was shady, actually.
Wait, man, we both answered correctly.
We did both answer correctly.
You're tied.
You're better.
Yeah. You're tied. Okay. Who has a larger appetite?
Me!
Ashley. Wait, they got to cut to three.
Well, okay.
Well, you guys agreed.
You got the same point.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You guys, you know what our biggest argument is about? Is about the fact that he doesn't have a passion for food like I do.
Oh,
he doesn't think about it as much as I do.
I have such a passion for food.
On.
And Garrett's the same way. He's like, I just want to eat to live. And I'm like, I want to eat to thrive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
I just plan my day.
You are an eat to survivor?
Yeah.
I would have never thought that about you.
What are you trying to say?
Because I don't know. You know, I was going to say it's because you're passionate. But then I was like, but Jared's very passionate too.
I'm a really picky eater.
Oh, interesting.
I hear you. Oh, man. I love a good... Everything. All right, next one. Who has a cleaner car? 1, 2, 3.
Jared.
Okay.
We're so good.
Like, I know.
You're so good. Yeah, you're tied. Okay. Nobody's getting a massage tonight.
I know.
Okay. Who takes longer to get ready? 1, 2, 3.
Ashley.
Me.
Okay.
Oh, this is a good one. Who is more romantic? 1, 2, 3.
Me.
Ashley. Oh, I'm such an asshole. I can't believe I admitted that.
I know. He used to think he was romantic.
You still got time to step it up, Jared.
I know. I need to step it up.
Yeah,
I'm romantic, but you're far more romantic. You really are.
Oh, my God. I read this next question so wrong.
I can see probably how you said it. Okay. Or thought about it.
Uh-huh.
Who takes up more of the bed? One, two, three.
Me. Ashley.
It's precisely the comforters.
Oh, she pulls the. I wake up with nothing on me.
That's how Garrett is too.
And I'm like, why am I freezing?
Yeah, I just have to like buy Garrett his own comforter and
yeah, just like
do his own thing.
They
yeah.
do that in Iceland.
They do. That's what my mom was telling me. But you know what's because it's like you want to snuggle underneath that first, and then but then you want to be warm when you roll over and steal it.
You can't sleep. Snuggling and sleeping just weren't meant to be. A good snuggle session, then you sleep.
Says the man in the room.
I know exactly.
Well, says the woman. Like being a big spoon is difficult because you have body weight on top of your arm.
He loves
how do you
being
fall
a
asleep?
Little spoon. And if he tries being a little spoon, he's like, ooh, this is nice.
Because it's nice that you're like in your little cocoon and you can sleep because there's nothing on top of you. Like when you're
I
a big spoon.
I actually do think I like to be big spoon better because just for that reason. Like I don't want to feel like I can't breathe.
You like to cradle Garrett?
I like to cradle Garrett, yeah.
He's a big boy.
He is sitting down here right now, and he's like, oh, gosh. I do. I love to cradle my love right here.
Aww.
All right. Who met the in-laws first? One, two, three.
Jared.
He met my parents first.
Yeah, Jared met the in-laws
okay.
first.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. We are still tied. Come on, somebody.
We're going to have a tiebreaker in
Brian
here.
And I would not be tied right now.
No, same.
Who spends more money? One, two, three.
He wants to say Ashley, but like it's so almost
it's
tied.
So close.
It's
but
so
I'm going to say
but
Ashley
like, yeah.
just because of your makeup, your beauty products.
I would say that I do spend more money, but honestly, I think it's just like that pink tax type thing.
Oh, yeah,
where it's
that's
just like
what
as a girl,
you.
It's just a little bit more expensive that's, to live.
I think we're both fair. Equal level of frugal, but like her makeup and her beauty products cost more than anything I buy. So it's just like, you know,
yeah.
like a. I paid $100 for sneakers and it took me like 2 months to buy it because I was like, I can't spend this money. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's.
Oof. And her little vials at 140. I'm like, what?
All right, you guys. Next, who is the first to forgive? One, two, three.
Jared.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
really?
Who? Oh, I always think about the times where like he usually will like. Oh, I mean, like maybe I just don't get as mad as at things.
Well, I think we handle it differently.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I think you're easier to forgive because Ashley literally just is not in a bad mood. She isn't. It's insane because she is the person, like, if something's on her mind, she's saying it.
Yeah, so immediately, don't let myself
and
get
it
into
gets
it.
Out of the universe and it's out. Like, me, I simmer.
You bottle it in.
And I bottle in it. I'm quiet.
When's your birthday?
November.
He's a Scorpio.
You're Scorpio. I thought you were going to say you were a Cancer.
Well, he's still a water sign.
And so I just kind of, and then she's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. Nothing's wrong. Nothing is wrong. It's becoming increasingly worse by you asking me if something is wrong. So I think that's why you're easier to forgive because like once I'm out of it, you're like, no, it's fine. I get it.
See, I think the reason I say that is because like he's the one that usually has to come to forgive. Do you know what I mean? Like he like has more scenes where he's like, well, come over and be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
we have the same dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The exact same dynamic.
Fun. Let's go to dinner.
Okay. Who snores at night? One, two, three.
Neither.
Neither.
Okay. Is anyone that a correct like, answer? Does anyone give like a every now and again?
No.
I had a cold.
You had a cold. That was the only time I ever heard anything like that.
Oh my gosh.
I've
that
never
must
seen
be
a couple
so nice.
That neither once. I mean, I catch the rhythm of the snoring and go to sleep.
Oh, Garrett snores so incredibly
much. Oh, Brian
much.
Snores?
Oh, no. Do you have ear plugs?
No, oh, but I have to like kick him over or roll him
dude,
over.
Dude, I just
all the
imagine
time.
Garrett snoring like the
such
house shaking.
He's
type
a man.
Let me tell you,
he
when he
man.
Has had one too many drinks, it is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You need earplugs, like really good ones, not like little ones that they give you on the plane. There's like a brand on Amazon. You really need
the bottle. Ones that you like shove it.
Yeah.
Garrett, I love you, I promise.
Snoring isn't embarrassing.
No, not at
no.
all.
Okay, last one. Who is the better driver? One, two, three.
Jared.
All right.
You guys, I know.
I don't even know how to. You tied. You tied.
Yeah.
You
all right.
Tie. We'll both give each other massages.
What that means is 30 minutes.
Ooh. 30 minutes each.
It's getting crazy in here, you guys. We're
dropping drinks up in here. It's
that
the club.
That means 30 minutes each for a massage. You're welcome, both.
You should be our therapist.
I feel well. but anyways, you guys, thank you so much for being
thank
so
you.
Open and honest on the podcast. It's truly been a pleasure to have you both here. That means you have to come back, right?
I know, yeah. It's so fun.
Or that means we have to return the favor and go to their podcast.
Yes.
You guys are more than welcome to come
please
on. Help
do.
I Suck at Dating. myself and Dean Ungler. It's well, a grand old have, time.
They have some real podcast have that? Pride.
Because now you're married and Dean is in a,
I know.
Well, I think he a gives good relationship. Advice, but you keep saying Dean's last name, and Dean was on my season, and I was like, is that how you say his name?
Unglert.
Unglert.
Yeah. I guess I never said it.
It's like every girl wants to marry Dean. No girl wants to take his last name.
I'm big on last names. I actually
Unglert. Kaylin Unglert. Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue. I'll tell you that much.
Miller Keys is so cute.
It is cute.
And let me say about the suck part. Everybody sucks at dating, guys.
I actually Whether think you're I'm married, a great dater.
See, you should come on the podcast.
I like,
and then
I was
you'll
a
prove that you're
dater.
A great dater because then you'll just outsmart
well,
Dean.
I was
and
a serial dater. I enjoyed dating and going and meeting new people.
Rachel just
I,
liked her dinner to get paid
it.
For.
Yeah, that is nice.
That too. That too. Like, okay, it's not in the budget. Let me go on this date. Yeah.
Did you do like did you ever do the fake reach? Like, would you, or did, like when you went on a date, no. The guy paid?
No, I didn't fake reach. You know what to do. No, I didn't fake reach.
High five. Wow. Jared is turned off by the idea that no. I would not ever fake reach, especially not the first two dates.
No.
Well, the first day, I'm obviously
he appreciates
I'm
a fake reach. I know. We're going way off topic. We could probably sit in this room
I know.
For hours.
Listen, but. Okay, yes. People have to go home. People have places to be, but thank you guys for being here. Loved having you.
Thank you for
we
having
will
us.
Return the yes. favor.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
And thank you guys for listening. We've got so much more to come. So many great guests. You get this only on Bachelor Happy Hour.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder Quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.